Hello, everybody. Just a very quick one about Instagram. If you're on it, Meta, the parent company, is reducing the number of political posts visible to users on their feed. This is a real thing, not a hoax. So go to your Instagram profile, tap the three horizontal lines in the top right corner to open the settings tab, scroll down to what you see, click on content preferences, open political content, and turn on don't limit political content. That's an option. Otherwise, you won't see almost anything we post because we are deemed political. Please do that now, or you won't even see the posts about our shows, our fun things. So if you want to see Guilty Feminist content and know when we're coming to a place near you or releasing a new podcast, do it now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Please join me in welcoming to the stage Sophie Hagen and Deborah Francis White.
Thank you very much.
Hello and welcome. We're so glad nearly all of you have got here because we were sold out and at 22:07 they said there's 10 people here. And we were like, oh, fuck. But we've got this early 7 o'clock start time.
It was the first thing I said, just don't go on about it when we get to the stage.
I don't think anyone would call this going on about it. I think
that's just they went here for the half
she's
hour.
She's feeling
been.
In. No, no.
Okay, now. The first thing we have to do is to record sort of opening titles. Deborah will start speaking, you'll start clapping. You won't hear what she's saying, but it's nothing very interesting. It's the name of the show, and you know that already. And I'll sort of conduct you and bring you to a crescendo, and then that will be the opening title. So
that's Tom's going to make you climax collectively before we get going.
Pick the word crescendo quite carefully. All right. Everybody ready?
Our theme tonight is breasts, but I noticed...
What? Yeah.
Yes?
No, I just noticed on the script it says boobs. Is that what we're going for?
Didn't we?
No? Okay, good. No, we're going with boobs. Boobs. Okay with yeah, just to be clear. Because you can call them lots of different things. Sorry, back to mansplaining corner. Sorry.
Every email I've had has said boobs.
No, well, then if it's in the emails, we cannot change it.
Hello, I am in sunny New York City in June. It is stunningly beautiful and it's summer.
I've got nothing on me because I'm in Birmingham, rainy, grey Birmingham, and I'm in one of those, you know, when you watch American serial killer films and they're hiding in a hotel because they've killed someone.
Yes.
That's the kind of hotel I'm in.
Wow. Well, did you hear that bell in the background there? That bell in the background was like, eggs over easy are up. I'm in a cafe in the Greenwich Village. So it's very similar to your serial killer suite in the Birmingham, Birmingham Travel Inn. How about that? Is that working out?
The Travel Inn is, that was a mix of the last
one. It's so pretty here, I can't even begin to tell you. But
I'm looking at a brick wall in my window.
I am looking at, you know, the building that they, in Friends, the exterior shot with the fire escape. I'm looking at that. I mean, I don't know if it's literally that one, but I'm basically in Central Park.
Well, I just saw a pigeon stab a rat whilst smoking. So I think it's very similar.
So boobs is our next theme. Boobs is our next theme. Very exciting.
Boobies.
Yes, breasts. And how they relate
to feminism.
I have them. I've got a pair, a lovely pair. They're not huge, my boobs. And in fact, I thought
what
that could be...
huge?
Well, relative to my body, I feel like my breasts are... They're not small or large. They're just breasts. Like, I've never really spent much time thinking about my breasts. Like, your breasts are with you throughout your whole life, but they're always the same sort of companion. You know, like, they can, like a friend, the friendship evolves. Like, I believe, I don't know, I haven't had a baby, but I believe that, you know, your relationship with your breasts changes when you have a baby, of course, as it must do. So I am...
I don't know. I feel we are getting into dangerous territory.
Are we getting into dangerous territory?
Because we're so close to making my challenge, like, okay, get pregnant.
What's your challenge? Get pregnant and breastfeed?
You know what? I'm going to say no. But
it sounds like one of your challenges, Sophie. You do tend to take on the mammoth issue.
Yeah, but usually it's challenges that I can do myself, so I don't need, like, a volunteer. You know what? Actually, if any listeners feel like impregnate, I mean, I haven't thought this sentence through. If any listeners want to impregnate me, tweet us at GuiltFemPod. And
I suspect you are inviting some tweets you don't want to read. Do not tweet
at
GuiltFemPod. I want to impregnate you, please.
And your grandmother and grandfather. And list any, like, inherited diseases. And, you know, just like your past with mental illnesses. Because there needs to be some, otherwise it'll be a boring baby.
I very much suspect this is not your challenge. What is your challenge? What is your breast challenge?
You know what? It's going without a bra.
You're going to go for how long?
This is quite a challenge. This is really a challenge, because I've never been braless, even when I'm at home and I have to go into the kitchen. Just in case I meet my flatmates, I'll take a bra.
You don't even walk around the house in a bra. Wow,
yeah,
that's huge.
I don't know.
Okay, so
I think this
is a good challenge for you then.
Exactly. I think I might have to, I think I'll start with saying, like, I'll go, like, grocery shopping or something. And then see. Maybe if it's really good, I'll...
You're going to take tomorrow to Tesco. You're going to take the ladies to Sainsbury's. And I think my challenge is going to be... I don't have particularly big or small breasts. And I like them. And I've never really had an issue with them in any direction. But I have spoken to a lot of women with very large breasts. And they have said, gosh, you know, men really talk to your breasts, or... it changes things. So I'm going to find out what it's like to have large breasts, and I am going to do that.
You're going to get an operation?
I am not going to.
That's taking this a bit too far.
No, I'm going to do it with more of a cosmetic, homemade feel to it. Less silicone, more muscle
bra. Are you going to put chicken fillets in your bra? Because that's what
people
do, isn't
it? I'm going to go bigger than that. I'm going to get, like... I want them to be
a
sort
steak.
Of F-cup or larger. So, yes, a steak. a filet mignon. So I'm going to go really big.
You're so middle class.
I'm going to put a T-shirt on over them, and I'm going to go out and take them for a spin and see how it goes down. I'm going to maybe wear them to yoga. Like women wear their breasts. I'm going to wear my extra large breast to yoga, and I'm going to go, you know, have a meal in a restaurant, get on public transport, and just see if I feel differently about them.
Yeah.
And just see what response I get. And I'm kind of looking forward to this challenge, because it might be exciting and powerful.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'm going to see if the world responds differently to me with big breasts. You're going to go free the girls. And
I'm going to go free the girls.
I will meet you back at our podcast. And
yes, there's
the
live recording.
Reveal what happens at the live recording. Very excited.
Oh,
this is a fun challenge.
And I'm very happy about our listeners, because they're so cool. And they're sending us emails where they're telling us when they're doing the challenges as well, which is so exciting. And I love reading them. So if you want to do that, that would be great. I'd love to hear what will happen to other people who are not us if they do the same thing.
If you also want to wear 8 bras and go to a cafe... to feel the power of the large breast, or in fact go braless for a day.
I'm sure we have so many listeners who are, like, already going braless all the time because they're so cool and brave.
Oh, sure. If these challenges aren't for you because you already have large / free breasts.
If you're already brave and cool, then just
your breasts are already going free range, then
feel free to play along in another way or do your own challenge, you know, like any version of your own challenge around breath, and let us know how that goes.
Hashtag boobs.
Hashtag boobs.
At
GuiltyFemPod. Or go on to the Guilty Feminist group on Facebook and let us know how it goes. And I'll see you on the other side, so peace out.
See you.
And tips out. Bye.
Fascinated by your mind, Tanya. It's so interesting. You've got such an interesting journey going on up there.
Well,
it's
I'm very hormonal at the moment. Any second now, I could start crying.
I thought you were going to say any second now my water could break, which would be exciting.
That would be early, 4 weeks early. But
still, if we can make it happen.
That's why we're going over time. We just really want that moment to
generate
be
the press.
I tell you, that would get our podcast some new listeners. So,
might get me some Twitter followers. That'd be nice.
Could you, if I just tip some water on the ground, could you fake it? If I just sort of went... Psh.
I think it requires a bit more than a drip of water, Deborah. But with any luck, your idea of labour is the correct one, and all the horror stories I've read will not be true. In fact, my friend said to me, "You won't give a crap about breastfeeding once you've shat yourself in public." So, if you think this Strathmore still spring water can. It's gonna be really horrible.
It's all right.
I'm nervous. Did you have a nice experience, happy lady, with the breastfeeding?
Nice experience with breastfeeding, not with labour.
Oh God.
Okay. women who've given birth. Could you just go if labour isn't as bad as all that? Go if it was worse than you thought.
Well, you're amazing. Very positive human beings.
Everybody
you probably thought it would be like...
Yeah,
but I saw your face and you looked like you were being really sarcastic when you went.
I don't have kids.
Oh, yeah, I knew you were lying. I could tell.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.